the biblical route to disease. Then he continued by saying to them, "Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be great earthquakes, and in various places plagues and famines, and there will be terrors and great signs from heaven." Luke 21 verses 10 to 11 NASB, unless noted. One of the marks of the end of time is plagues, disease, sickness. How does disease become rampant? To be frank, much of what we face is the result of government experimentation for bioweapons. Another part comes from our disregard for God's instruction in the Bible. The latter is the focus of this article. We, today, face the reality that 1 in 3 or 1 in 4 people will get cancer and, in spite of the billions of dollars donated to find a cure, the problem has only grown. Because, in my lifetime, cancer has risen from a rarity to an expectation, it seems obvious to me that our medical system is a dismal failure, as pertains to health, and not worthy of my trust or confidence. Either cancer is not curable or the approaches taken to date are wrong or research is directed at fine treatments rather than a cure for profit. I, for one, am reluctant to follow the advice of allopathic medical experts should I acquire cancer or, perhaps, any disease, choosing instead to take responsibility for my health. Allopathic refers to one of two branches of medical practice, trauma being the other. Trauma is that branch which deals with externally perpetrated harm, broken bones, cuts, gunshots, etc. Allopathy refers to the mysterious internal influences associated with alleged pathogens, germs, viruses, age, wear and tear, etc. In my search for answers, here is what I find. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, "When a man has on the skin of his body a swelling or a scab or a bright spot, and it becomes an infection of leprosy on the skin of his body, then he shall be brought to Aaron the priest or to one of his sons the priests." Leviticus 13 verses 1 to 2. The Lord further spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, "When you enter the land of Canaan, which I give you for a possession, and I put a mark of leprosy on a house in the land of your possession, then the one who owns the house shall come and tell the priest, saying, 'Something like a mark of leprosy has become visible to me in the house.' The priest shall then command that they empty the house before the priest goes in to look at the mark, so that everything in the house need not become unclean, and afterward the priest shall go in to look at the house." Leviticus 14 verses 33-36. Read through both chapters of Leviticus carefully. My first inclination was to suggest that even though extreme measures were demanded here, leprosy is a non-issue where I live and so this doesn't concern me. Then I took a closer look. What does leprosy refer to here? We read in Leviticus that, as well as our bodies, this leprosy can affect garments and houses. That sounds like more than the leprosy I think of. There is a fuller meaning to the word translated leprosy. Leprosy, Olive Tree Enhanced Strong's Dictionary. Asterisk leprosy in people, malignant skin disease, Leviticus 13-14. Asterisk in clothing, a mildew or mold, Leviticus 13 verses 47-52. Asterisk in buildings, a mildew or mold, Leviticus 14 verses 34-53. Although the term leprosy is a malignant skin disease, it can also refer to a mildew or mold, which can affect clothing or buildings. "When you enter the land of Canaan, which I am giving you as your possession, and I put a spreading mold in a house in that land, the owner of the house must go and tell the priest, 'I have seen something that looks like a defiling mold in my house.'" Leviticus 14 verses 34-35, NIV. The precautions demanded in this text begs the question then, is mold/mildew the root cause of the malignant skin disease, or more? Leprosy is a chronic infection caused by the acid-fast, rod-shaped Bacillus mycobacterium leprae. Leprosy is caused by a mycobacterium. Myco identifies things related to fungi. The toxic defense excretions of fungi are called mycotoxins. Mycobacteria are immobile, slow-growing rod-shaped, gram-positive bacteria, very likely bacteria affected by, or a carrier of, the fungi toxin which affects humans.
Mycotoxins are genotoxic carcinogens.
This means that the toxins produced by fungi affect our DNA, resulting in cancer. Mycotoxins are secondary metabolites produced by microfungi that are capable of causing disease and death in humans.
Mycotoxin, noun, any toxic substance produced by a fungus.
That fungi and their toxins are a serious concern in their effect on our health is now well known. Only in the last 30 years has it become clear that commonly occurring fungi growing in foods and feeds may produce toxins, known as mycotoxins. These toxins have caused major epidemics in man and animals during historical times. The most deadly epidemics have been ergotism, which killed hundreds of thousands of people in Europe in the last millennium, alimentary toxic alukia, ATA, which was responsible for the death of at least 100,000 Russian people between 1942 and 1948, stachybotryotoxicosis, which killed tens of thousands of horses in the USSR in the 1930s, and aflatoxicosis, which killed 100,000 young turkeys in the UK in 1960 and has caused death and disease in other animals, and probably in man as well.
God's command Leviticus above stresses the extreme hazard that mold/mildew/fungi are to health.
We read that it is identified as the root cause of the disease we call leprosy.
What else does it cause? Are molds and their mycotoxin byproducts the cause of all our diseases?
Fungus allergy was thought to be involved in less than 10% of cases, says Dr. Sharris. Our studies indicate that, in fact, fungus is likely the cause of nearly all of these problems. And it is not an allergic reaction, but an immune reaction.
How many people are given antibiotics, a mycotoxin of specific fungi, to treat sinus infections?
This is like using gasoline to put out a fire and often results in pneumonia. The medical establishment more often directs our attention to germs/bacteria as the main culprit to our diseases. If God created them, then they must be good, and many are coming to that conclusion against the grain of what we've been led to believe. It is coming to light that bacteria in an infected area are similar to firefighters at a house fire. They are not the cause, rather they are there too as a remedy. Bacteria internally do to dead or damaged cells what maggots to dead tissue around our open wounds. Before you cringe, read, how maggots heal wounds.
To destroy bacteria may be a detriment.
We are becoming aware that probiotics, which are beneficial bacteria, are crucial to our physical and mental health.
Bacteria and fungi are archenemies.
Bacteria keep, or should keep, fungi in check.
Kill bacteria and fungi flourishes.
I suspect that fungi are a main contributor to our illnesses, often through the various myco labels mycoviruses, mycobacterium, and mycoplasma.
These compound pathogens may also be the handiwork of genetic modification.
Given the Bible reference to the dangers of mold/mildew/fungi, I am inclined to treat all my illnesses first as mold/fungus issue and to avoid antibiotics except as a last resort. If you are your own doctor, investigate fungi as a cause of your maladies.
Identifying the right cause will speed up recovery.
Your thoughts?